This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, June 24th. God's word for you today is not alone. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15. And it says, "For all these things are taking place for your sake, so that the more grace, divine favor, and spiritual blessing extends to more and more people and multiplies through the many, the more thanksgiving may increase and redound to the glory of God." 2 Corinthians 11, verse 24 to 28 says, "Five different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced danger from the rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas. And I have faced danger from men who claim to be believers but are not. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty, and have often gone without food. I have shivered in the cold, without enough clothing to keep me warm. Then, besides all this, I have the daily burden of my concern for all the churches." However, this same Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, "This is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day." Paul has taught us his seven secrets for defeating discouragement. Never forget how much God loves you. Do not fake it. Remember, it is not about you. Relax in your limitations. Use your pain to help others. Take time for renewal and stay focused on eternity. Corinne Ten Boom says, "If you look at the world, you will be distressed. If you look within, you will be depressed. If you look at God, you will be at rest." Amazing. The reason a lot of people are distressed is they are looking at the world. Looking at the world will distress you because there is a lot happening in the world. People getting sick, people suffering, the list is endless. If we even look at what is happening with the world's economy, it is distressing. I see people saying they want to take time out to introspect and to look within. However, the danger is when you look within, the only place it is going to take you is depression. And depression causes people to make unreasonable decisions. But when you look at the cross, when you look at Jesus Christ, you will be at rest. It is so beautiful that God has blessed us with the power of the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is on the throne. These seven secrets to defeating discouragement work a whole lot easier when we do life with other people. Get into a community and join a small group. Do not do life alone. Let us pray. Father, as I have learned the secret of defeating discouragement, empower me to be a doer of these truths and defeat discouragement. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.